Jose, it's Julian with Cardiff.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
I'm trying to get loaded my last load of the day.
Oh, very nice. I'm wrapping my day up here, too.
So
they're going over a file. I think there's a good chance we can get you approved. They want to know, let me double check here. For the last 3 months of your bank statements, can you send us page 5 and 6? Because page 5 and 6 will have the daily balance page, which we actually need.
5 and 6?
Yes. Because I think you sent like 1, 2, 3, and 4 for most of them.
Yeah, the last two, it was just in the regular. Actually, one, it was in blank. And there was nothing in there. That's why I didn't send any of that.
Oh, they were blank?
Yeah, well, not blank, but, you know, it was just letters in there, you know, like that. How can I tell it, you know, about just that statements that not really, you know, no numbers, no transactions, no nothing like that.
Gotcha. Does it have, because they need the page that has the daily balances. Usually it's at the very end. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can look it up in there again, and if it is one that I need, you know, then it will be there. But yeah, I'll look it up and see. They also, they called me in there and they told me, you know, what you said, you know, about the balance in there. And then they tell me about another account that I have. You know, you just plain forgot about it because it's been 3 years and I thought I already paid them off. I got one more payment. That was through, you know, the method that I put on my truck. But, okay, as soon as I get home, I'll look in there and I'll send it in.
Yeah, and then another quick question. So on the application, you put two different addresses. One of them is 2514 Country Manor, and the other one is 2419. Do you live right next to your office? Is that why?
No. Maybe I misspelled it. It's 2419. That's only one address.
It's 2419. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If I put that different one, you know, maybe I
mistake.
Know,
okay. And that's your home, and that's your home and your billing address for your business, right?
Yes. Where I park my truck is on the ammo hauler. Like I say, I've been hauling the ammo in there for the last 18 years. So I earned my parking place in there. That way I don't have to park.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
If you need the address in there, you know, I can give you the address for that place too.
Is it associated with your business? Like, do you put it on your tax return or anything like that, or no?
Well, I work for that company. Like I say, I've been working for that company for the last 18 years. You know, yeah. I'm doing the ammo season only. And right there in Noia, they pay me by the day on that time. So if I got two trucks working in there, I'm making $1,000 a day working for them, and they supply the fuel. And I earn my parking place. So anything, you know, if they want to see my trucks, you know, for any reason, you know, that's where I park them.
Got it.
Yeah. And,
got it.
Yeah, but you know, I don't use the address for nothing else, just to park my trucks.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. That's fine. So yeah, if you can just send me the last pages of the bank statements, that would be just fine, and we'll get some feedback for you.
Okay. Got it.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.